Genie, and welcome back to I Got Pushed, an Unhappy Podcast. I'm Nathan.
And I'm Crystal.
And we are so glad to be with you again today on November 14th of 2020. We are really excited to be back with you. We are sorry for being gone so long again, but the podcast has taken a very naturally bi-weekly schedule.
Yeah, it definitely has. I mean, you know, things are coming along quickly in the Unhypen world, but
now they are.
Now they are.
It always seems like there's like a little bit of a lull.
Yes.
And then there's like a lot of content.
Yes.
Crystal and I are just so busy. And so like we try to consume as much as possible without overdoing it. And I feel like this week we did pretty well.
Yeah.
I mean, we watched videos earlier this week together,
mm-hmm.
which it had been a while.
It had.
So, yeah, Crystal and I watched, goodness me, we watched Unhypen and High, which we will talk about. And we watched a ton of other stuff. We watched the teasers a few
mm-hmm.
weeks ago
mm-hmm.
For the last podcast, and we shared it with our friends. And
mm-hmm.
so we're just clicking along, but we're excited for debut. And at that, let's bring up the last 2 weeks of news in the Unhypen universe. We're going to start probably back late October, and then we'll come up to today.
Mm-hmm.
So first order of business, they announced the title of their debut album, which will be Border Day One. There are going to be two versions, Dawn and Dusk. And the release date will be November 30th, which is the same date as their debut. We're really excited for the album. Six songs is what I saw on Twitter. Of course, they're going to have a title track.
Mm-hmm.
I feel pretty confidently about them having like some of their previous Island songs. I hope Flicker's on it.
Yeah, hope Flicker is. Yeah, I'm really rooting for that.
I think it would be really cool if they had Calling Run to You on it as well. But a segue into our next news item, there could be some Chamber
Five. Yes, since we saw they had their Halloween Chamber 5 dance practice
mm-hmm.
with their lovely fruit costumes.
Oh, it's so cute.
Really,
too.
Really bringing on the
like
the cuteness.
I love it. We kept like arguing like, is Sunu a peach and Jake is an orange, or is
right.
Jake a weirdly colored peach?
Peach? Yeah.
I don't. It's, anyway,
I know.
The fact that they had to put mango
on
Jungwon's head so
I
that I knew that he was a mango. I mean,
they should have done that for Sunu because I was really tripped up for a minute. I was like, what is he? And I was like, oh, peach. Okay.
You know, if it wasn't for me having Kakao Talk on my phone, I would not know that that was a peach.
Ah.
But I'm positive that he's a peach.
I believe it.
And then when Sunu pulled up Jake by the stem in the choreography, it was so cute. And the additions of Nikki and Jay were so.
Yes.
I'm so excited for
that
debut.
Was nice.
Oh, watermelon and grape. That's so cute. And then next up, our next news item is that there was a Fan Plus voting event where Unhypen were featured as rookies of 2020 and 2021. The winner of the Fan Plus vote was going to get some advertisements up
mm-hmm.
in Seoul and other places. And Unhypen got second place. But for being a pre-debut group, I think that they did a great job.
I think so, too. Getting second, I mean, that's incredible.
Yeah, Engine came out.
Mm-hmm.
You all voted very hard. I think that we all agree that we need to be better at communicating
mm-hmm.
and collaborating when it comes to fan votes, because there were a lot of really weird mixed messaging going on, and some fan bases were not communicating. They were asking Engine to drop votes at really weird times when they know that they should have all dropped them at a later time, so that it was more beneficial to the Engine to do that later. But anyway,
right, and I bet after debut there's going to be more cohesion in the fan base so that that won't happen as frequently.
I really hope so.
Yeah,
because there are some major accounts on Twitter that are like just not where it's at.
Okay.
There's a lot of controversy around some of them, too.
Bummer.
And I mean, I'm not naming any names. I know that there are people behind these accounts, and, you know, I don't want to slander anybody, but it's just like, we need to get our stuff together, y'all. It
mm-hmm.
needs to be better. It needs to be more organized. We want to do this for the boys,
mm-hmm.
you know? We want them to be successful. And so I'm just hoping for a better cohesion between everybody.
And in other news, we have the new introduction to the band Unhypen, which is
one, two, connect.
Hello, we are Unhypen.
Yes,
it's so cute.
Unhypen, amida. Oh my gosh. It was so cute when I saw them do it. And no spoilers yet. They're not spoilers anymore. I mean, they could be. Anyway, what I'm trying to get at is the person who's been doing the counting ended up with a big announcement just yesterday / today. So we'll talk about that a little bit later in the episode. It'll be one of our segments. But anyway, there's been some updates regarding that, but we're really excited. The introduction's so cute. Mm-hmm. The connect with the hyphen, you know,
yeah.
It's just, I like the continuity.
Continuity, yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Also, Enhypen and Hi debuted, the reality show for Enhypen leading up to their debut. It's on Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Korean Standard Time on Mnet. It also plays concurrently on Big Hit Label's YouTube channel and Viki.
Viki, which
very
is
exciting.
One of our favorite platforms.
Crystal and I watch a lot of BL, and we watch
a lot.
I mean, we watched Island on Viki.
Mm-hmm.
She's got Viki Plus or whatever that is.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean.
Well, I leech off of a friend's Viki account.
She has it.
I have it.
We have access.
Yeah.
And now Crystal with our social media update.
Yeah, so really exciting news is that we are at 100 million viewers on VLive.
Yes.
No snap to that. And then also 2.5 million followers on TikTok.
Dude, their TikTok is so good.
Oh, I'm addicted.
Every time it comes across my For You page, I'm like, oh my gosh.
They know.
Yeah. The choreography, their energy, I mean, we saw it during Island and we're seeing it now. It's just, it's infectious.
It is infectious.
I love watching it.
Pumps me up.
Absolutely. Also, big news this week that Enhypen will be featured on Big Hit's first annual 2021 New Year's Eve live concert featuring their Sumbaes, BTS and TXT, GFriend, and others.
So
we're
cool.
So excited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good for them. They haven't even debuted and they're like, you're on the schedule.
Yeah. The fact that they were announced with NewEast was so crazy. Like,
yeah.
NewEast is like not a new group. They are a vet group. And I mean, they're older than BTS. And for them to be announced with their Sumbae like that, I was like, we've arrived.
That's an honor. We have arrived.
We're still kind of in the dark about the price of the event or if it will cost.
Right. If it's going to cost or if it's going to be free.
I know that they're having on-site seats at the venue.
Really?
Which do cost money, around $135.
I'm surprised.
I'm surprised too. And they made an announcement stating that, you know, based on COVID-19 restrictions,
mm-hmm.
and if there are new ones put in place between now and New Year's, they may have to refund.
Right.
But they're offering tickets for the on-site concert.
Really interesting.
Yeah, so they'll have some people there perhaps.
Which would be nice.
The rules, though, were really stringent.
I'm sure.
Get ready for these.
Okay.
No singing.
Well, yeah.
No,
with COVID,
no chanting and
yeah.
like no cheering.
Yeah, like literally keep your mask on. Don't breathe or speak. No,
I mean,
breathe. That's important.
To be fair, like of all of the places in the world to have a peaceful concert like that, maybe Korea
yeah.
or Japan. So like,
yes.
Congratulations to be in the hometown crowd. I'm sure that you guys can keep the civility and the level of discretion, I guess, that they want you to at the venue.
I'm sure they can because, yeah, it's not America and we're about to go into
yeah.
lockdown again.
It's
over
like
in the States here.
If you want to see some big hit artists, you know, zip your lip.
And yeah, other exciting news is that we got to see the Enhypen Lightstick teaser.
Wow, it's sleek.
It is sleek. It's
yeah.
very, it's very colorful. You get to see the Ian and then the hyphen.
Yeah.
Very
yeah.
cool.
It's like a James Bond weapon, really. It's like, it looks like a BMW ad. But
I know, that's what I thought too.
Yeah,
it's like
for
a car ad.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
like, oh, sleek, stylish. A new innovation in the world of automotives. Like,
yeah.
just like,
the world of light sticks. We bring you the Enhypen 2020.
Yes, come on, get it. And then the biggest news of today, which is happy birthday, Jake Sheem. I'm so proud of you, Jake.
Happy
I
birthday,
mean,
Jake.
I voted for you throughout all of Island.
Mm-hmm,
I'm
mm-hmm.
so proud of the progress that you've made as an artist.
Yes.
We're really excited to see you debut. Celebrations for you. Yeah, so happy birthday, Jake. You know, as we say in every podcast, if you're listening, which I don't think you will, but if you do listen, God bless you for getting this far.
Yeah.
And secondly, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
And some really sad breaking news, but we felt it very, very important to speak about.
Mm-hmm.
There have been devastating floods in the country of the Philippines. We have about 10% of our listeners from the Philippines. Kamusta? It's just really
a really big tragedy.
Yeah.
And you know, we can sympathize with kind of the fires that we had here in Oregon, different kind of natural disasters going on, but
yeah.
That was really tough for us. And so we just have a lot of empathy right now for everybody with what they're suffering through.
Yeah.
So.
I saw some really heartbreaking things last night on Twitter. My heart goes out to you all. But we wanted to pass along a link that we thought would be very helpful. It's helptheph.card.co. That's helptheph.card.co. Helptheph.card.co. And it's a link that you can go to. You can find more information to help the Filipinos who are affected by Typhoons Raleigh and Ulysses. There are some links there for hotlines for help if you live in the Philippines. You can also sign petitions if you're in the Philippines to get the government of the Philippines moving, because frankly speaking, they've done a very awful job,
mm-hmm.
and they have not supported you the way that they should. You can also find links on how to help and donate, and also some updates on what's happening there. So again, go to helptheph.card.co. A dollar is about 50 pesos in the Philippines, and you can help feed a family with just that dollar. And if you have $5 even, you can help feed multiple families during this crisis. So please consider donating. And before we get into our segments, let's talk about our content of the week. What's your content of the week, girl?
Favorite content of the week, in Hypen and High, the reality show that dropped on Wednesday.
Oh my Lord. I think I'm going to agree with you, but I'll come up with a different one just for conversation's sake. So yes, talk about it.
Oh, it's wonderful.
It's
really exciting. It harkens back to Island. It touches on Island, and it gets to see the whole development of our boys and their journey to debuting, and it's very exciting.
It really moves me too, like to a deep degree. Like, so I agree with you. In Hypen and High was the highlight.
Totally.
Of the last 2 weeks. I also enjoy it. I think just for conversation's sake, my favorite content of the week was the Halloween Chamber 5 performance.
Really?
I love performances. Like, that's
yeah.
really why I love K-pop. And that's
mm-hmm.
why I take in so much of it, is because, I mean, when I was little, I wanted to be like them.
Right.
I wanted to be a dancer and a singer, and I wanted to do musical theater because I wanted to be performing in front of people, and I loved Backstreet Boys and
yeah.
you know, like the idea of a boy band, and
mm-hmm.
so getting to see the boys perform was really cool for me. So I think between us and Hypen and High, Chamber 5 Halloween video, I think that's great content of the week for
Definitely.
This week. So, the biggest breaking news of all, the leader of Enhypen has been announced.
He sure has.
And let me tell you, Henny's left field, to say the least.
Yes, to
yeah.
say the least.
We
could write essays on this. We
could write essays, and you know, I think that they would be scholarly, and I think that they would be really well written.
Yeah, we would cite primary and secondary sources.
Yeah. I'm not going to do a drum roll sound effect this week, but it was funny last
week
when
we
announced.
It was really funny.
But anyway, you know, crappy drum roll, you know.
Sorry.
The leader of Enhypen is
Jungwon.
Wow.
I know.
And here's the thing. I'm like really down with it.
I am too.
And people on Twitter thought that I was being sarcastic. Like, oh, Jungwon, eh? Jungwomi boy, he's in the captain's seat now. No, I'm being completely honest. I am fine. I was part of the J leader.
No, you were.
Was I?
I don't think I recall hearing that ever.
I don't recall hearing that.
Any of these podcasts prior. No, that's shocking.
Oh my goodness.
I don't think I heard that.
Yes, I've been talking about Jay being the leader for a very long time. And yes, a part of me is sad, but I think that Jungwon is going to make a great leader.
Yes.
Let's talk about the video that they released, the behind-the-scenes video of them announcing the leadership to the boys. Now, they did 40 days of testing. And I'm guessing that the testing was pretty rigorous, actually.
Yeah.
Sounds like they did assessments. They did interviews. They probably did some kind of, like, actual scenarios where they, like, made the boys, you know, in charge for a day or something like that. And ultimately they decided that Jungwon was the guy.
Yeah.
Now, it also sounds like it was down to Hee-sung and Jungwon.
Yes.
But that Hee-sung conceded because he's got a very big role to fill.
Yes.
As the eldest. Mm-hmm. And as, I'm gonna guess, the center.
Yeah, I feel like that was implied.
Yeah, it was kind of, you know, he's gonna be a focal point of the performances.
Right.
But I think that he made a wise choice. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's what makes Hee-sung a good leader, is that, you know, a leader's not necessarily the person that steps up, but it's the person who knows when to step back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well said.
And there's a lot of humbleness in that that I respect. You know, I think that Hee-sung has the wherewithal to know that it wasn't good for him to step into the role. And so I'm glad that he was like, you know what? Jungwon's the guy. I'm sad that Jay didn't get chosen.
Right.
Obviously, with the assessments, they decided that there were just some things there that weren't, they weren't compatible.
Right.
And that's fine. I'll argue with the management.
Offline, you'll send an email.
No, not mass emailing, you know.
I know.
As we know, I'm not a huge fan.
I know.
OT13 die. but I'm still processing.
Yeah, it's a lot to take in. You know, it's like when He Who Shall Not Be Named didn't make it into the band. That was a lot for me to process.
That is that moment for me.
Yes.
I'm not like weeping over it.
Right.
Because like obviously it's not spilled milk. But like
right.
It
hurts.
Yeah.
It hurts a little, yeah.
I had dreams and ambitions for Jay.
Yeah, I know.
But I'm very happy with Jungwon.
Oh, definitely.
And I wish him all the best. Yeah. He's going to be, you know, everybody's been joking on Twitter, like, it must be a prerequisite that all big hit leaders for all of their bands have dimples because RM, Subin, and now Jungwon, which, God bless all of them. The dimple line of big hit is to be reckoned with. Mm-hmm. It's, oh my gosh.
It's wonderful.
So lovely. But I think that Jungwon, number one, he's very balanced.
He
brings
is.
Balance to the team.
Yes.
He brings a quiet power.
Yes, a huge quiet power. He's like very level-headed, cool-headed. I felt like of all the people who got emotional on the show, I don't recall him ever getting that emotional.
You are so right.
Right?
And I think that I'm glad you mentioned that because that's kind of what I'm implying as balance.
Yes.
He's cool-headed.
Mm-hmm.
He is calculated. The tone changed in him when he was announced as the leader in that video.
Yeah.
At the end, they went around in a circle and they talked to all of the band members about, you know, give Jungwon a word of encouragement or you know, something like that. And then they ended with Jungwon. And he was like, we're going to make Enhypen number one.
Yeah.
And like, all the boys cheered like Enhypen. And he was just like, Enhypen.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's my boy.
Right.
That's the hidden ace, bro.
Mm-hmm.
The hidden ace is the leader of Enhypen.
Right. And not any kind of big speeches or anything. Just like kind of a really firm statement.
Yeah.
We will be number one.
Yes.
I loved it.
There's this one part where Sungwoon is like, you're too cute. Like, you're not a leader, you're too cute. And the look that Jungwon gives him, that's a leader look. It's like, you better shut your mouth before I get you.
Oh Like, stop. I love that.
Jungwon. Number that's one. Right. We're gonna make these boys number one. And yes. Jungwon's gonna be our leader. So, you know. Thank you, Jungwon. I'm so excited for you to step up.
I know.
Step up, Penny. Step up, Penny. Yes. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm.
Yes. Jungwon, fighting.
Fighting.
Yes. Hey guys, Future Nate here. I just realized I didn't do an intro for this segment, so here's the intro. I sat Crystal down and spontaneously asked her to react to the Dusk and Dawn concept photos and to choose her favorite. And I did the same with myself. So please enjoy that spontaneous moment now.
Okay, I'm looking at the Dawn concept photos as well, and it really, it gives me feelings. It gives a sensation of coming out the other side of something, right?
Mm-hmm.
Coming out the side of darkness, the dusk, I suppose. There's just like, I don't know, there's kind of this euphoria. There's kind of like this light wash. They're in like a field of, I don't even know what.
Yeah.
I love fields. I love photos in fields.
Crystal likes frolicking in the fields.
I do.
Oh.
Look at this. Okay, this is really nice too, but I still think that my heart is drawn to dusk. But dawn is very euphoric.
Yeah. There's a very nice dichotomy, like a contrast.
Perfect contrast.
Yeah.
Yin and yang.
Yep. Yin and yang indeed. That's the whole thing.
It is.
Like, you look at the dusk concept photos and you look at the dawn concept photos, and they each show off very particular parts of the members.
Mm-hmm.
And together, they formulate just the best debut, really. I'm right with you.
Right. I think it's beautiful.
What's your favorite photo so
Ooh.
Far?
It's funny because I really liked the one from Dusk with Jay and Jungwon.
Mm-hmm.
But, woo, this Dawn photo of Nikki, Jungwon, and Sunwoo in the field holding each other.
Isn't that the best?
Again, like I said, I'm a sucker for fields. There's something about the sky behind them, the holding on to each other, like, okay, we made it through this moment. Like, pictures can just say 1,000 words, and it tells a story. That's what this does.
Yeah, the narrative is very powerful.
It is.
Really, the implication of, like, it's really like we made it out of Island.
Yes.
Oh.
Oh, that's good.
Doesn't that bring feels to everything?
It does.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Oh, you guys, I can't deal with this.
I feel emotional.
Me too. Oh my God. Okay, so, Dusk and Dawn, we just discussed, like, how the dichotomy is very, like, yin and yang.
Yes.
What part of the Dusk concept photos is your favorite? Like, from what you've seen so far.
That's a good question. Let's see. I personally really like the consistent kind of red velvet backdrop that we have. I like the consistency with that. I like that it's like not an allegory, but representative of their transformation, right? Okay, this idea of blood, right? The red velvet behind them.
Yeah.
It is their transformation.
So, I'm on board with that. They have all of the individual members.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. This is the whole... Okay.
Look at all that red.
Yeah. That's Nikki. Oh my gosh. My favorite, Jay.
Uh-huh.
I know. He really ate this concept,
yeah,
I swear to God. Look at Heeseon.
Yep.
That earring, by the way.
Incredible.
Just truly incredible. Jungwon, our leader. Oh. The eyes. His eyes are just so, I mean,
beautiful.
They've got me. I'm taken.
I'm lost in your eyes.
Look at how devilish our Slytherin boy
Sunwoo
is.
Looking very Slytherin-like.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Oh my God. Okay, oh my gosh. Jake. Baby boy! Oh my God.
Yeah, just, like, all the,
Wow. Ice Prince Sung Moon with the friggin' pomegranate.
Yeah, the pomegranate.
So sinful.
Yes, all that red.
I can't. And then, and then all the group photos.
Mm-hmm, red chair.
Uh-huh. This one's so... Look at that. Hee-sung, Nikki, Jake with the candle.
That's a Victorian dream.
I know. And the ruffles, the fringes.
They're all holding that candelabra together.
Loving it.
My God.
And then the piece de resistance.
Oof, that's a good one.
Yeah, that's good. A Jay and Jungwon. Mm-hmm. Boy, and then, of course, the throne, which got them all looking vampiric.
Very vampiric and damper.
Yes, we love...
Oh, dapper.
I love it. Okay, but that's the dusk. Where's the dawn photos? Look at these. I know, like the you cuddle said. Pills?
Yes. Oh,
look at Nikki.
I know.
That leather vest. Oh my gosh.
It's outrageous.
Jake just be looking like one of the boys with that plaid. He looks like everybody from Oregon.
He does. Oh my god.
Literally looks like somebody that you meet down at the corner store. You know what I mean?
Shit.
And then fucking, look at Sunny. He looks like something out of, like, an anime.
An anime, or like some Parisian, I don't even know what. I don't know.
That beret just makes it. And truly. He's so moody. And then we've got Ice Prince.
Looking stoic.
Sungwoon, always so stoic. Mm-hmm. My boy. Jay looks like he is, like, out of an episode of The Walking Dead.
Or Supernatural. Go fight some monsters.
Oh, you know. Oh. And then look at how youthful Jungwon is.
Very
It's that color. White shirt with the
striped
cardigan.
Sweater. Yeah. The striped cardigan. Yeah.
And then
I love it.
Hee-sung. Look at that sweater, though. I really like that sweater.
Hee-sung is always in very vibrant sweaters.
I like it. But then, he's in the
leather jacket.
Mm-hmm, and the other concept photo of them on the ground being all like dog pile. Mm-hmm. Like,
love that cuddle puddle.
Is that Jungwon all upside down? I love that. Yeah, but the dawn photos are just like...
They just elicit some kind of feeling of like...
Yeah, like reprieve. Youth. Yeah,
youth
like,
and a reprieve from
like,
everything.
Like a second chance. Like, uh-huh. Like a revival or like...
Ooh.
Like a rebirth.
A rebirth. Oof. That's it. That's it.
I'm getting the feels.
Yes.
Oh, concept photos are... Sometimes my favorite thing about K-pop, I mean, the music is always my favorite, but mm-hmm. like the concepts, the like just the colors on that, that's ridiculous.
I mean, it just, it tells, you can, it really tells a story.
Yeah.
Because obviously the music, once it drops, that will really be the story. These mm-hmm. are the concept photos for the story in the music. But what I love is just being able to see an image and be able to derive so many different meanings and intentions
from
it.
That's my new lock screen right there. I just saved that.
Saving Jay is your lock screen.
Saving Jay is my lock screen. That picture of him with the pickup is a little bit too much for me.
It's exquisite.
It is exquisite.
You know what I kind of like about the dawn photos? It kind of reminds me of like the Lumineers. In some odd sense.
Interesting.
Yes, because I love the Lumineers, uh-huh. and they're always kind of this like country out in the fields,
mm-hmm.
blue skies, cloudy skies. Like there's something to that.
I didn't really think about that because I'm not that big of a fan of the Lumineers, but I'm glad you brought that up because I see concept photos and like music from other bands, mm-hmm. and like I don't make the connect, but that's a really good connect. You listen to different music than I do.
Yeah.
But it's surprisingly, K-pop has brought us musically together.
Yes, it has.
So, but I mean, we share music. But like, most of our tastes are like very, like, you listen to Animal Collective and like the Lumineers. I'm not saying that I don't like them, but like, I maybe know like one song by Animal Collective.
That's valid. Most people hate Animal
Collective. Hey, we can't all have tastes like you. So, it is an acquired one. It
truly,
is acquired. So,
it is.
Yeah, concept photos. Okay, so final verdict. Dusk or dawn?
It's really hard.
Mm-hmm.
Let me really think about this. Because I feel very conflicted. I'm a Libra. You know, I can't make up my mind ever.
No. I feel that sometimes.
I think I might go with dawn. Because it elicits more emotions for me. It tells more of a story.
Mm.
Dusk the concept has been there before. The mm-hmm. idea of vampires, of transformation, of everything happening that night. But I love the idea of waking up the next day and surviving whatever happened that previous night. I love the euphoria, that being able to come out of it, and those images tell a huge story, a beautiful story.
Mm. I think that I will, not just for Devil's Advocate, but also because I enjoy it. I really like the dusk one. Mm-hmm. I really liked the deep colors, the red, like you said, the endless red.
Mm-hmm.
I loved the, I like the darker concepts, like the more serious concepts. But I think that what this discussion has really brought out to me is, like, together, like you said, the yin and yang, it's just like everything's there.
Mm-hmm.
5-course meal. Ready. I'm ready for it. So, like, it didn't debut already. Oh my God, it feels like ages. It's like, because you and I started watching Island, like, you know, everybody did, really,
right.
During the pandemic.
Yeah.
I shouldn't, I'm still pandemic. It's, but, like, in the midst, like, the heavy, like, quarantine.
Mm-hmm.
And so, for this to now be finally coming to fruition is just, like, a big relief.
It is a huge relief.
Yeah.
It's the fact that we can all still be able to live our lives to some extent fully and beautifully in the midst of a pandemic.
Lovely.
I love that Enhypen can still form. They can be a group. They can produce music. Like, yes, we all have these structures around us, these things in place where obviously we can't do X, Y, and Z, but we can still come together as a group, as a human species, and thrive and do our best.
There it is. Border day one, dusk and dawn. That's it. This week, Wednesday, was the premiere of the brand new Enhypen reality series.
Yeah.
Enhypen and Hi.
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 Oh, we love the play with the ampersand. Like, you know what? It's actually kind of funny that they didn't go with the ampersand instead of a hyphen. Like, I don't know. Anyway,
know.
What would they have been? An ampersand?
Totally.
That's a bad dad joke. I'm not going to edit it out, though. It's going to stay in.
Oh,
anyway,
boy.
Thanks for staying with us, you guys. But back to the topic. So, Enhypen and Hi airs on Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Korean Standard Time. It airs live on Mnet in Korea, but it also is uploaded to Big Hit Label's YouTube channel. And Vicky, Crystal and I watched it on YouTube this week, and it was very enjoyable.
It was so enjoyable.
It was a lot of fun. I mean, the first thing that they make you do is relive your trauma of Island.
Oh, yeah.
But you get...
Ooh, that was a tough pill to swallow.
Let's just open up the can.
Yeah.
They open on September 18th, which is the finale of Island, down at the CJ&M building. They, you know, go through the announcement of all the members. But they also go through the elimination of Danielle and Kay. And they are still in our hearts, really.
Yes, I thought I wouldn't speak his name again, but Kay is still in my heart.
Kay is still in your heart.
And it was actually really nice to see him backstage after everything had been said and done, and seeing him hugging all of them. That was actually very healing for me. So
yes.
That was good.
And I think it was healing for the entire fandom.
Yes,
I think so too. To see everybody there together.
Yes.
And they need to realize, you know, a lot of the drama from Island was very manufactured.
Manufactured, yep.
I think that those moments, you know, they isolated them to heighten them and to make people feel certain things.
Mm-hmm.
When in reality, I don't think that they were as intense as people thought.
Right.
And I'm sure that Kay's very proud and excited for his boys to be debuting.
Oh, I'm sure he is. I'm sure they all stay in contact.
I hope. Yeah. And there are plans for Kay.
Mm-hmm.
I know there are.
There definitely
They had the Hanbin fan meeting.
Yeah.
So
proud of him.
Around the corner is Kay. Anyway, that's for all y'all Kays who still listen. Thank you for sticking with us.
Yes.
But you had to relive some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And during the episode of Enhypen and High, it goes from that Island recap to them watching episode one of Island in the living room of their dorm, their new dorm.
Their new dorm.
And they're all laughing, and the subtitles say, "And this seven will do everything together from now on."
Yeah. Oh, I know. God. That was special.
That makes me a little bit emotional. Like, and they've mentioned that a couple times during the first episode too. Like, we're doing everything together from now on.
Right.
And it's really precious because, like, they go from Island to this. Mm-hmm. I mean, mm-hmm. there's so much. We got to journey with them.
Yeah.
Really.
Right. Which has been incredible.
So special.
It is.
Yeah.
I mean, we really followed. That's the exciting part of how this podcast started and how it's growing is, you know, following Island and now watching the development of Enhypen to debut. So I think it's really great that we get to capture that and be on the journey with them.
Exactly. The following scenes were like the same night, the same day. They got all the boys dressed and into the office to film those first introduction moments.
Yes.
Where, you know, it was like,
the you V-Live.
Know, yeah. 안녕하세요. 엔하이픈입니다. Like, oh gosh. Just so, just remembering back to a simpler time.
Yeah.
where crap wasn't being hurled at us at Twitter like all the time.
Right.
But just them showing the little moments of them like still having like first day jitters or like not knowing what to do and like Sungwoon you know getting all like flustered or like Jake like not being able to say what he wanted to say correctly and just like seeing them struggle out of the gate for the first time but like seeing them growing into it. Mm-hmm. I just love to see the growth.
Me too.
You know, as an artist myself, like, I just, the journey is what makes it all worth it.
Exactly.
Yeah. There's a scene of them in the van. They say, you know, we debuted today and we're going to do our dorms today. And they were really excited. And they were like the outside world.
Because they've been trapped in Island forever.
Yeah, for 3 months.
Ooh.
Like, Big Brother length. Like, I, you know, I'll always bring it back to Big Brother. Shout out. But they were, like, you know, looking outside. They're like, there are people out there. And then they mention, like, that they're going to go to the Big Hit facilities to check out the dance practice rooms and all that kind of stuff. And then they also mentioned, like, we're forgetting the rankings of Island.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we may have gotten voted on by the public, and we may have been, like, first through sixth and producer's choice, but, like, going forward, it would be weird to have team-building activities with that kind of structure.
Exactly.
And they all agreed, like, it's not about ranking, it's about the group.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just really refreshing. I remember us in the early days talking about the ranking system and, you know, pros and cons.
Yeah.
And this is just one of the cons, like, you know.
Because that's in the back of their mind, you know, this whole time. But I'm glad that they have that agreed upon, like, we're going to let this go.
Yeah, they're moving forward. So the next scene is them coming into their dorm, checking it out. That's a huge-ass living room,
mm-hmm.
especially when it doesn't have any furniture.
Right.
We were like, where's the couch?
I know.
And they have dinner together, and it was so sweet to get to watch them eat together and share together. And then they watch the first episode of Island back and just like marvel at the journey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
One thing that was really sweet, I think it happened earlier before the dorm, right? Where there was kind of a celebration after their V-Live where they had like all the treats, like the cake and the desserts and everything.
Yeah.
And they got to see their family members too.
Yeah.
Like via Zoom or whatever they used. I'm not sure, but that was lovely.
Yeah. It was so nice to see that they have the access,
mm-hmm.
you know, because sometimes when we think about like the idol journey, like it doesn't feel like they have access to their family,
right.
but they had access in this moment. And I'm sure that they will going forward.
Mm-hmm.
But in that scene at the beginning, when they're, you know, watching the auditions back and stuff, I was kind of taken aback by Jay's fashion and sheer handsomeness. I'm still blown away. I know I made comments and I was like, I'm looking respectfully, but he looked so professional.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, and like Jake's almost mullet. I mean, him and Heesung are sporting the long hair,
yeah,
which is so cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, Sung-hoon's always looking handsome.
Oh yeah, always.
And I feel like Sun-woo has gotten just like I don't even have words for it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just radiant.
He's radiant.
Mm-hmm. Why are they also handsome?
I don't know.
They were talking about it during Island episode one. Like, is it a requirement that you have to be handsome to be in Island? And I guess so.
I guess so.
Because anyway, I'm done fawning. They show their bedroom with the bunk beds. So cute. And the little bickering between Jungwon and Sunwoo over the bathroom.
I know. I was thinking that's gotta be so tough. Seven of them in one bathroom.
Yeah. And I love that the captions were like, you know, a real brotherly conversation. Yeah. And I can attest, as having two brothers, it's a very, I mean, they were nicer than what I would have been, but, we see the bunk beds. The moment when they wake up and like Jay's the first one out of bed and he just like flops onto the ground. He's like crawling out of bed. And
loved it.
And like they show Jake falling asleep on Sungwoon's mattress like after everybody had like gotten out of the room, and he swings the last one up and they're waking up Nikki and he's like all disoriented and he's like, what's going on? Right. Like he's like just waking up out of the deepest of slumbers, it seems.
I know. I really relate to Heesung in that moment. I feel like I'm like the last out of bed. Everybody uh-huh. around me like pops up, they get ready, and I'm just like, I'm such a big snoozer.
Well, and the manager is like waking them up in the morning. He's like, come on, let's go. It's time to get up. And finally, when they're all up, they get in the vans and they're going, right, to do their business. And they have the van with Jungwon and Sungwoon and Jay, and then the van with Heesung and Jake, Sunwoo and Nikki. And they're all talking about, like, when we debut, like, what is it going to be like, mm-hmm. you know? And it's just, like, it's really sweet.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't, I'm fawning right now. I'm so sorry, you guys. Like, this is what we've been waiting for.
Yeah,
it's
truly.
It's this content. It's just, like,
oh, I know. Well, it's nice because it harkens back to Island. You know, that's what it's like.
Yeah,
and now they've gone through those trials and tribulations, and now they're ready to debut, and we get to see them grow together as a team, as a group.
Yeah, and they go to the next thing they do is they go to Big Hit headquarters. They get to explore the artist lounge, which is such an exclusive area.
Yeah,
BTS,
mm-hmm.
TXT. They all shoot V-Lives from that room, the room with the couches and the album covers on the wall. And they say, you know, someday our album's going to be up there.
Oh, I know.
And I almost shed a tear. I'm telling you, I was like, my boys, they're going to be up on that iconic wall. And they're just so fascinated by the building. And then they get to walk into BTS's dance studio.
Oh, yeah. Iconic.
Wow, wow, wow. And like, they were in awe as much as I was in awe of that room. And they showed like the retractable curtains and like,
I know. It's a special place.
I gotta take a moment to breathe. This is like a little bit too much for me. This content.
It's all what, coming together.
Yeah.
No.
Anybody else feel that way? Hit us up on Twitter. Let me know. Let me know if I'm overdoing it or if this is how you're feeling too, because I can't be the only NGN that's out there who's like, fuck. Like, this is the place where dreams are made.
Mm-hmm.
And they're there now.
They're there making their dreams.
Run for your dreams.
Oh!
I'm sorry, I brought it back up. Yeah. Yeah, the major callback.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I will attempt to move forward now. The next scene is them doing their first V live. The behind the scenes, boy, that's what I needed. I knew that there had to be some kind of awkwardness, because when I was watching the V live, it was like, these boys are pretty green. They're
yeah.
They're really new to this. But to see like the lead up to what was happening was just so funny. And Jungwon mentions, like, it really hit me that the seven of us are a team, and we're in this together now. And it just, Jay's dad introduces himself to the boys, and it was just really cute to see him do that. And then my favorite part of the whole episode, I'm a bit of a Bong PD fan, as you can tell. And he says, just because you debuted as idols, it doesn't mean that you're naturally worth the devotion of your fans. And like, the fans aren't dumb and that they're ready to look at you with more affection than anyone. But at the same time, they're the ones that can strictly find out who you really are. And their fans, the fans are really active like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it was sobering for a CEO of a big music label in Korea to be talking to his artists that way. Like, there's a responsibility as an artist to respect your fans. And they're the ones who can really see you sometimes in the public square. So, like, just, like, respect them. Bong PD gets it.
He does.
Yeah, and I think the Big Hit gets it, too. And that's what I love about Big Hit is, like, they always have the fans in mind, which is so cool. But the boys, accepted that from Bong PD very well. They cut the stupid cake that kept moving around because of the fondant. Like, it was just, like,
was
so dead. And at the end of the episode, they covered the Jeju Island cover shoot, or at least the process going up to it. They did the race cars.
Yeah, the race on cars the track. Was
really
fun.
Oh my gosh!
I love that.
Getting to see them all drive was so cute because like some of them aren't like legal age to drive yet, and so like Nikki's just like zipping around the track.
Right on the time of his life.
Let you go, and it's just like.
I wanted to race with them. It looked so fun.
They looked like they were having a ton of fun. Seriously. And Jake and Jay were like zipping right alongside of each other. And like the bros were going to town. Mm-hmm. I mean, they were having fun. And the energy. I mean, that's the one thing. There's that the energy between them is so palpable. Like in the scenes before the racing, as they're getting ready, like Hee-sung is like messing around with Sunwoo and Sungwoon. And like. Sungwoon's like, no, don't touch me, bro. But he does it silently, but like Sunwoo puts up such a protest. He's like, why do you pick on me? Like, why are you like this?
Why are you like the show? Good.
And it's just, I love it. I love to see it. I'm rambling now, but it's because I'm in a state of euphoria over this new content, this new and hypen. I just like, I can't get over it.
And there's more to come.
Yes, more to come. Every Wednesday until, I think the week after debut is the last episode.
Oh.
December, I don't have the date. I'm sorry, guys. But it's the first week of December is the last episode of En Hype and En High. And I'm sure that it'll cover their debut.
Yeah.
A little behind the scenes video and stuff like that. But every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Korean Standard Time, I'm going to be there. We're going to talk about it as much as we can on the podcast. Go onto our Twitter. Let us know what you thought about En Hype and En High. We want to know what your favorite scenes were. What were your favorite interactions? Were there any moments that caught you by surprise like we did? The pep talk from Bong PD. Getting to see their family. Getting to see Kay and getting to see Daniel. And like, you know, the behind the scenes of the final episode of Island. Let us know. And we'll read about it next podcast if you want. We'll share your comments on the podcast just to get the conversation going. And yeah. Well, I think that's going to do it for us this week.
Yeah, I think that's a wrap, kiddos.
Yeah, we've had so much fun getting back together with everybody. We were so intent on knocking this out today, especially after we watched En Hype and En High. All of the content that's come out in the last 2 weeks has been super exciting.
Sure.
And I don't know about y'all, but we have been electrified by it all. It's just been really inspiring. Really excited for debut. Mm-hmm. And we'll be covering it. Trying to work out some technical issues with a Twitch stream. I don't know about it. But we're definitely going to do a album review podcast, which will be exclusive for our Spotify listeners only, because it will include the full songs from the album on the podcast. So you get to listen with us. We get to chat about it. It's going to be very exciting. So look forward to that. In closing, Crystal, any thoughts about this week's episode? About Inhypen?
Just that I'm really excited. Yeah. I don't know. That's kind of just the ongoing theme. I feel like the closer we get, the better the content is. And I am just so here for it. And we're really happy to have all of you joining us on this crazy train.
Yeah, I mean, debut is inevitable now. Mm-hmm. It's no longer just like an academic kind of thought where we're just like, right. we're discussing it, you know? It's going to happen now.
It's gonna happen.
Like, all of this crap that we've talked about, it could just go out the window. It could blow our minds. But I know in my heart that it's going to be really exciting.
Yeah.
Get a little bit emotional. But of course, as always, Engine, you guys are the best. Thank you so much for joining us along this journey. Mm-hmm. We've been through it all together. Aggies to Engine. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're in it to win it. And as always, we want to encourage you guys to please go online and vote for our boys whenever you can. Mm-hmm. Tweet only good things. Clear the searches. Make sure that everything is hunky-dory online. Report and block people that are haters. Positivity and love to everybody. Of course, our prayers go out to all of our Filipino listeners and to all of the Philos out there who are dealing with all of this devastation. Yeah. It really has been on our hearts and minds. Visit our Twitter, of course, at @InHypenPodcast, where you can find tweets from Crystal and I. I've been posting a lot of nonsensical audio posts, so be blessed by those. You know, free content for the multitudes. No, it's not great, but they're my thoughts. Maybe we'll throw up a poll or something. I don't know. I'm gonna try to engage. I mean, my finals week is coming up at university again. You know, prayers go out to everybody who's got to go through university. But we love you guys. Thank you so much for listening to I Got Pushed and Hypen Podcast, and we'll talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Take care. Be safe.